The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're continuing our study in James chapter 5. Now, this is the third part in this series, and I'm not sure if we'll finish it today. There may be one after this. But the thing is that you can go and hear all of the messages in this series at our website, considerhisword.org. All of the messages are there, so you can go back and hear part 1 and part 2, and today we'll be doing part 3. So James chapter 5 is where we'll be. If you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to go and find it and open it up as we consider His Word today. When you go to the website, again, considerhisword.org, not only will you find all of the programs there, but you'll also see a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll click on that link and send us an address and where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just simply a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, fits into a purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night where I'm able to write down prayer requests. Going to be talking about that a little bit today. And then I can go back and see where God had answered those prayers. And so the prayer journal is absolutely free, and I'll make you this promise. We're not going to fill your inbox or fill your mailbox full of junk mail and asking for money. We just don't do that. And so just simply write to us either through the website at considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can write to us here on the reservation. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I want you to note that our address has changed a little bit. It's mostly just the numbers that have changed. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, in our study in James chapter 5, we've been studying about prayer. We're going to be studying about prayer for several weeks now, probably 5 or 6 weeks at least, and even maybe more. In James chapter 5, in verse 13, I want to read the text here in a minute, but I want you to understand this, that Paul, I said Paul again, I keep doing that. If I say Paul, we're talking about James, okay? So James is writing to the church, and he's writing to the 12 tribes from James chapter 1, verse 1. He said, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Now, why are they scattered abroad? It's because James had been the pastor at the church at Jerusalem when the church began there. Remember, they started with 120, and then one day 3,000 was saved, and then 5,000 was saved. This was not a small church. This was a church of at least 8,000 and maybe as many as 10,000. We really don't know for sure. But persecution came and the church was scattered. And so James is writing to them to encourage them. And in fact, the very first thing he tells them is that when you fall into different trials, to count it all joy. And so as he encourages them throughout the book, and James is a very practical book. In fact, it has been called the Proverbs of the New Testament. And I think that's a very appropriate name. It does talk about wisdom, like Proverbs does, but it's very practical in telling us exactly how to serve the Lord and some things to watch out for. But now as he gets to the end of the book, in some of the closing words, he's encouraging us and he's encouraging the church to pray. And we've talked about a couple of these before, where in verse 13 he says, "Is any of you afflicted? Pray. Let them pray." That means individual prayer. You have a prayer life of your own. In verse 14, he then says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." Now, we'll talk about this anointing at a later date. But he then says, "Call for the church and let them pray." Here we see the pastors. I believe the elders were the pastors of these early churches. And he said, "Let them pray," or the leaders of the church. Doesn't necessarily have to mean the elderly as we think of it today, but the leaders of the church, let them pray. So we see them praying together. Now, what I want you to see today happens particularly down in verse 16. Where, let's read the passage first. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's go back. James chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults to one another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elias, or Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I want you to notice verse 16 now, where James says, "Confess your faults to one another and pray one for another." So first we have praying for ourselves, let him pray. Verse 14, let them pray. Now he says, you pray for each other. And I hope that you do pray for each other. Maybe each other in your church, each other in your family. But there's a name for this. It is called intercessory prayer. We see it many times in Scripture. Now, I'm afraid that many don't understand what's meant by intercessory prayer. In fact, I've seen posters and signs that said intercessory prayer meeting. And I'm not sure they knew exactly what that was or what they meant by that. When we talk about intercessory prayer, it's what we're saying right here, that we pray for someone else. We intercede for them, whether it be somebody sick, like we read in verse 14, or just praying to help someone, and to encourage someone, or whatever it is. Intercessory prayer is when we pray for each other, when we pray for someone else. Now, I believe it's important to pray for yourself, that you ask God for strength and ask him for wisdom, as we see in James 1:5, and that we ask him to help us individually for these afflictions, whatever we're going through. But here, we're praying for someone else. Paul said, and I got it right this time, Paul said, 1 Timothy 2:1, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Now in that verse, when he talks about supplications, that's asking for certain things. Prayers, that's just talking to God, having that conversation with God. And then he says intercessions. That's praying for each other and praying for others and giving of thanks, he went on to say, be made for all men. And so we pray for others. Now, this is where a good prayer list comes in. And like the prayer journals that we talk about at the beginning of our program, that we have a list of people that we pray for. Now, let me briefly tell you what I do. I have a prayer list, and I look at it every day, and I pray over it every day. But what I did is I took one of my to-do lists. Now, whatever phone you have on the iPhone, there's a program called Reminders. It's already on your phone. And you can set up a separate list, title it your prayer list, and there begin to make a list of people to pray for one another. There's another list. I think Google has one called Task. Again, this is one that I use, and you can set up a separate list, label it prayer list, and there list people that you pray for. Maybe it's when people ask for prayer, and they'll say, pray for me. Write it down. You can carry in your phone around. Write it right then, there, and right then and there in your phone. Don't wait. You're going to forget. Or use the little prayer journal like we give away. In the little prayer journal, right when they say, pray for me, you can write that down. And pray for, as James says here, one another. And while you're doing that and making those prayer lists, pray for me too. And this is a great way to put together your prayer list. Now, sometimes we break our prayer lists into categories. Now, again, all of this is intercessory prayer. We're praying for each other. I have a list of missionaries that I pray for every day. Our church here on the reservation, we support 14 missionaries all around the world. And I'll tell you, all of these missionaries need prayer. Maybe your church supports some missionaries. Get that list. Put them in your prayer list and pray for those missionaries. They always ask for prayer. And I would imagine that your pastor or leaders in your church will say, pray for these missionaries. Maybe you have a missionary of the week or missionary of the month, but pray for them. I have another list that's my family. And the first on that list is my wife and then my children and my grandchildren. And I pray for them, all of my children and their spouses and their children, my grandchildren. I have a list for my family, and I intercede for them. I pray for them. And then I have another list where people have asked me to pray. This is usually church members or someone. Maybe I'm talking to them on the phone, and they'll say, pray for me about this, or pray for me. And I can write there on that prayer list their name and why I'm praying for them, what they're asking for prayer about. And then I have one more list, and this is just a list of friends of mine, mostly pastors, not all of them, and just people that I want to remember to pray for every day and intercede for them. Now, I want you to notice that connected to this is fervent prayer. Fervent prayer means to pray with energy. He said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The word fervent here is the word we get our word for energy from. To pray with energy. Now, that doesn't mean that necessarily to pray loud. I believe it means to pray seriously and to pray honestly. You don't need to yell and stomp and put on a show. But you see, to pray seriously does take some work. And it does take some energy to make these prayer lists and to keep up with them. Our prayer lists should not be flippant or be casual. It's like I heard somebody say one time, I know how to pray for missionaries. I just say, Lord, bless all the missionaries. Well, that's not fervent prayer. It means to pray seriously, to put some thought and some work into your prayer. Intercessory prayer takes work, and it takes time. The effectual fervent prayer. We'll talk more about this later, but he said, availeth much. Our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.